track every storm.
Power outages will occur.
Be ready.
I have batteries.
Flashlights.
Medicine.
Food and water.
There for you then.
Sky Radio, you're a lifesaver.
Here for you now.
Season's not over.
We get storms in October.
Radiant Credit Union. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Here we go again. Yeah. Groundhog Day, 6:08 is your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Can you believe here we are again?
I know.
This time it is Hurricane Milton, and yes, Milton's already a hurricane. In fact, latest advisory, have sustained winds of 100 miles an hour already.
Man.
It's moving east-southeast at approximately 8 miles an hour. We're looking at landfall somewhere on the Florida West Coast. Could be anywhere from Panama, let's say Steinhatchee to Naples.
Yeah, because right? You don't know.
You don't know. Well, it'll wobble a little bit. We'll get a better fix on it. But the bottom line is, this storm's not going to be as big across as Helene was, but it's so big.
Yeah.
It's like it's not going to be 420 miles across or whatever. It's going to be like 350.
Oh, is that all?
Something like that. Yeah, it's still
big.
A major hurricane, still big. And the closer you are to the eye wall, obviously, unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
And the kind of devastation. Yes, they are predicting another big surge type thing. I don't think you're going to have to twist a lot of arms and beg people to leave if they live near the coast.
No.
I just have that feeling that they kind of got the message now. And yes, it you can over-prepare, and all you have to do is say, well, that's good. That was easy peasy. Or you can under-prepare and say, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah. And that's not good.
Good.
And
no.
I'm not at all. But you can't make anything funny out of Helene. And we're still finding bodies and cleaning up debris, for crying out loud. And here we have another major hurricane barreling down in very similar fashion. It is
I mean, the good news, at
crazy.
Least for the folks farther north of us, is this one's not going to be going their way. But for everybody on our Gulf Coast, that's just not fun at all.
And you know how the surge, I mean, the surge can be many miles away from the center of the hurricane. And there's no telling, really. I guess there's some cooler, drier air that's going to be filtering down from the north.
Right.
And that is going to have an impact on it, probably pushing it a little bit south.
Right.
If it doesn't, and it goes up a little bit north, then they say it should lose some more of its power than they estimate. This thing, they say, could get up to a Cat 4 and then dropping back down before it hits approximately Wednesday night. But still, a 3 is a major hurricane. Nothing to sneeze at. The folks from the Rosen Hotels in the Orlando area are offering, again, the same deal they did last time, and it's $69 a night, and they are pet-friendly. And, in fact, they're not charging an additional pet fee. These are, I don't know what they normally go for there, but I know the Rosen's much more expensive than that. So it starts at $69, and they've got $99, $119, $139. But for people who want to get away from the coast.
There you go.
They've done, you know, I just passed that along because they're the ones proactive enough to send out press releases.
Yeah. Talked to somebody yesterday. They've got a venue in Gainesville, and they said their phones were going crazy yesterday morning from folks trying to. So I guess a lot of the hotels maybe that they were calling were already full, and they were getting calls going, "Hey, we need a room for a couple days." So folks at least were, as you say, doing the smart thing and paying heed and getting out of the path, at least the direct hit if you live on the coast.
It is. I just. You know, when we knew this thing was kind of stirring up a little bit, you know, Friday before we get off the air. And
right.
I was like, nah, it won't turn into anything. And it was not a prognostication. It was, please don't turn into anything.
Right.
Thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union, we'll continue to have, you know, severe weather coverage and keep track of Hurricane Milton. And it is, you know, it's heading in our general direction.
Got a Tampa so far. That seems to be where they keep saying it for the last couple of days. But again, like you say, a little wobble here and there. That and then that front coming up from the north could bump it down. And that's what's kind of protecting Georgia and the Carolinas, is the fact that that is up there. So it's keeping it down here.
And it looks, at least at this point, it is supposed to cut right across the state, which, again, like you said, will help the people out in Georgia, the Carolinas, and Tennessee. Right. But, you know, maybe not so happy for people in anywhere from Jacksonville all the way down to Palm Beach.
Yeah.
West Palm Beach.
Had friends heading out to Cedar Key yesterday to, you know, pull in their boats because they don't want those damaged. So they were bringing those in.
Yeah, that's...
They don't need any more water.
It's just so much work and everything associated in and on the coastline. And then those people that are just, I mean, dealing with it, maybe even just the emotional impact of, you know, seeing something destroyed that maybe they and their family have so many memories tied into. I feel for those folks. Yeah. And then to go, oh, by the way, hey, if you did get lucky and it wasn't completely destroyed, guess what? Here comes punch two.
Yeah.
President Joe Biden ordered 500 additional active duty troops to go to North Carolina to assist with ongoing Hurricane Helene relief efforts. They issued a press release yesterday in response to a request for the additional support. Governor Roy Cooper made that, the Democrat from North Carolina. He's their governor. And Biden ordered additional active duty troops. And this is just a couple of days after he ordered up to 1,000 active duty troops to assist in delivery of food, water, and other critical aid, and to help, obviously, those affected by the hurricane. Wow. So, I mean, are we going to be doing this restationing of all the power line workers once again in Florida? They're like, hey, we like a trip to Florida once in a while, but, you know, not really working 12 hours a day.
I'm thinking about that.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, it's, again, there's no such thing as, you know, a dry run or whatever. It's real. Yeah. As I said to some people, I go, look, this is Hurricane Milton, not Milton Bradley. This is not a game.
That's true.
Don't you get how the game?
Game. Milton now, Bradley.
Yep. So you really didn't listen to me the first time I told you to joke off the air.
Uh-huh.
Nick, I tried to practice this bit with him. He's not paying attention.
What'd you say, Bob?
He's looking for guns, I'm sure.
Guns, cars, guns in cars. Cars with guns.
Stay focused.
What?
Hey, great fundraiser Sunday for Ronald McDonald House, and we've got another fundraiser that we're going to tell you about with some special guests. That's later in the morning. Stick around. 6:15, News Talk, 97.3 The Sky.